Good morning, this is Dave Zinn with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Tuesday, January 28th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by the Community Food Co-op and Stronghold Fabrication. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Yesterday afternoon, the mountains around Big Sky picked up a quick 2 inches of snow while the rest of the area remained dry. Winds were 5 to 15 miles an hour from the south through west, and mountain temperatures are in the low to mid-teens Fahrenheit. Snow will start falling near West Yellowstone this morning and spread across the advisory area this afternoon. The mountains near West Yellowstone will receive 5 to 8 inches of snow by morning, and other areas will be getting 3 to 5. Today, temperatures will be in the 20s, winds will be 10 to 25 miles an hour from the south to southwest. In the last 2 days, 3 to 8 inches of snow with 0.3 to 1.2 inches of snow water equivalent fell across the advisory area, with more snow coming today. The weight of the new snow is stressing our weak snowpack and warrants extra caution, especially on slopes with fresh drifts. The most likely avalanches today are on wind-loaded slopes and won't fail deeper than the new snow. However, it is worth remembering that only 4 days ago, the Big Sky Ski Patrol triggered a massive avalanche that broke deeply on weak layers in the snowpack, and last week, skiers and riders had close calls when they triggered large avalanches and collapsed slopes. While less likely, triggering avalanches that fail deep in the snowpack is a dangerous possibility today. On recent field days to Mount Ellis, the Taylor Fork, and north of Bridger Bowl, members of the forecast team found weak snowpacks. Yesterday, we had stable results in our snow pits north of Bridger Bowl, but the structure was enough to keep us cautious. My partner and I ran thought experiments by asking each other, "What would you say if I suggested skiing steep avalanche terrain today based on our findings?" Our answers varied a bit as we pondered different slopes, but the clear theme was that we don't trust the snowpack this year, and we prefer maintaining a conservative mindset. That remains my answer, even as many people are venturing into avalanche terrain and not triggering slides. Read more about the history of this season's avalanche activity and snowpack in the mid-season snowpack summary we published last week. Consider the consequences of terrain, assess the snowpack, and only expose one person to the hazard at a time if you're considering recreating on or underneath steep slopes today. Because human-triggered avalanches are possible, the danger is rated moderate. As snow begins to fall later in the day, the avalanche danger will increase. Watch for cracking, collapsing of the snowpack, and avalanche activity as signs of rising instability. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.